You can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. So here as we launch into the second hour of the program, the number is 855-450-FREE. That number is brought to you by SACL, CAI, 1-855-450-3733. Of course, you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy a lot of the features that we give to you there. They're all completely free. So once again, freetalklive.com. You actually can control the content of the site as well, submit different items to it, and vote upon those which have been submitted by others. You can vote by going to the upcoming stories link there right on the front page. Click upcoming stories, and then you'll be able to vote up or down on stuff you like and don't, and the most liked make it to the front page and the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. So we're going to continue sharing with you some of the quotes from General Stanley McChrystal. He's the former top commander of international forces in Afghanistan, and he has come out and advocated bringing back the draft. And it's been a little while since this has really hit major mainstream news. There have been sort of draft indicators that have happened over the last decade, but nobody's really kind of taken the ball and run forward with it. And McChrystal himself can't do anything about bringing back the draft. He can just advocate for bringing back the draft. And him advocating for it brings some new level of, I guess, credibility to the message. Credibility in the from the perspective of people that think government bureaucrats are credible. I don't, of course. But a lot of people will look at this guy and they'll say to him, you know, they'll say about this, oh, well, he's a general. Oh, well, he must know. I mean, he's an expert.
Right, so general is like, that's a big deal, I guess. And then also is in the New York Times. I wonder if the New York Times, like we were talking about how these ideas about bringing back the draft kind of appeal to the left. People know the New York Times for being kind of leftist. Do you think that they selectively, I'm sure generals say all kinds of things, like former generals, if I guess apparently you can't be a former general if you're a general, once a general, always a general.
Yeah, like they still call people that were president, president.
Right. So I'm sure they say all kinds of crazy things. Do you think that this was, his comments were selected by the New York Times to sort of hopefully bring this back? Do you think the writers of the New York Times want this?
I don't know if it was necessarily the New York Times who originated the story. I mean, again, the news pieces pop up all over the place. These quotes I'm reading are from the News Tribune, which is not the New York Times. So I wouldn't say that this was any particular left or right thing. I don't know what General Stanley McChrystal's political party is. That doesn't, to me, doesn't matter. Because if you look at what he's saying about why the draft should be brought back, it's not really something, it's an idea that doesn't really pander to either the right or the left. He's essentially saying that, well, we should bring back the draft, he says, because it's going to be good for the nation, which is kind of a nationalistic perspective, not a left or right thing, and that it's going to be good for the existing volunteers because they won't have as large of a burden placed upon them. Essentially, he says here that it's very difficult to be in the military as a volunteer because they keep going back to the same people to keep bringing them into conflict after conflict. He says that we're going to have to relook the whole model because I don't think we can do this again. That is, continue on with this volunteer force in what he calls an extended war. So he said this has never happened before, that the military has never fought an extended war with an all-volunteer military. He says it's very hard on those volunteers, very difficult. Of course, isn't that what they signed up for, was to be in the military and to be put into wartime situations?
Well, I think
he's appealing to people's emotions about how difficult war is on the current squad or the current squads.
Yeah, but I think a lot of guys, and maybe I just feel like a lot of, I keep saying like it's all men in the military. Sadly, there are also women in the military.
True, but isn't it that only men are in combat roles at this time?
Yeah, I guess maybe, but do they all sign up? I'm under the impression that people will sign up thinking that this is just going to be an easy way to pay for my college or whatever it is.
Some of them may believe that. They may have been told lies by military recruiters who may have also told them that, oh, yeah, sure, we'll put you in the division you want to be in. Well, you can have that job that, you like computer games, huh? Well, we can put you in the software programming division where you can work on the military computer games.
So
sure.
As much as it's a volunteer army, I think they still are pretty... I think there's some fraud going on there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I think those kids, basically kids, who are getting roped into, you know, like as you mentioned, hey, you can design computer games and this and that. Well, yeah. It seems as though they're operating, at least from their perspective at times, computer games when they're flying these drones around.
Sure.
Yeah, they spend lots of money promoting joining the military through the use of little games, like not just, you know, World of Warcraft or, well, that's not really a military
America's
thing.
Army.
But, yeah, right. Like, not just, like, the kind of games people would go out and buy, but a lot of these recruiting offices, like, there was one in New York City, and it was just, you know, supposed to look like a game, like war is just fun,
wow.
And, you know, these kids would come in, and they would
creepy.
Play the little arcade game, and then enlist right after that,
yep.
as if it's going to be the same at all. So maybe it will be, now that there's more drone technology, maybe it will be like playing a computer game, I don't know.
Yeah, except the people you're...
Except
the characters you're killing are real people.
Right.
Well, yeah, I wonder if they would even try and justify or call that a non-combat position if they're not going hand-to-hand or actually...
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, how does that jive with this whole thing? Like, because they're talking about how all this new technology is going to make it so you don't need as many people, as many boots on the ground, because now it's being all computerized and... made easier for one person to kill many people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sadly, that's what a lot of technology is being used to,
well,
to do.
Think about it. It's probably easier to do that sort of thing, to push a button and kill somebody far away, than it would be to actually pull a trigger and watch somebody's, you know, head explode or something like that.
Right. If you look at the Milgram experiment, where the doctor or the researcher would say, okay, press the button and it'll zap the guy in the other room. Well, that's the thing, too. The guy was in the other room. Do you think it would have happened if he was in the same room?
Well, I think they adjusted that in some versions of the Milgram experiment, where if they were closer to the person, rather than disconnected or separated by walls and that sort of thing, they were more likely to not continue shocking that person.
Right.
So, yeah, they did test for that. 855-450-FREE. One more quote here from the Crystal. This was, by the way, the quotes he's... being cited here as saying, came out during a discussion about managing marriage in the military. So he wasn't even at this event to be like a keynote speaker on bringing back the draft or anything like that. He was sitting on a panel at this ideas seminar in Colorado, and about marriage in the military. He was joined by his wife of 35 years, and the discussion was moderated by some CNN personality. He says that multiple deployments often result in divorces and split families. So, I mean, he's admitting here, he already talked about how there's an incredibly high rate of suicide among people that are in the military, and now here he's admitting that being in the military destroys families and breaks up marriages, but he's saying, oh, it's only those long deployments, so we could just bring in some draftees, and then our people won't have to be deployed as long, and that's going to help people, they're not going to commit suicide as much, and they're not going to be divorcing as often, so we're just going to bring a bunch of slave troops in here, draftees, to help the current military. That's his position. And so it's not a right, it's not a left position. It's a, I'm trying to be compassionate for our troops position, which is a very general nationalistic kind of stance that will engender warm feelings among any statist, whether right or left. And one of my questions is, and we'll get to the New York Times here in just a moment and their op-ed piece on how this might work, this draft idea might work, but what I am expecting to happen out of this, and I hope it doesn't, I really don't, but based on what happened in the 2008 election, where John McCain and Barack Obama came together for a summit, as they called it, on not the draft, but national service, which is very much like a draft, except it's a different program that's non-military, they both came out in favor of this. So they had a summit on national service or something like that, and then both of the presidential candidates spoke at it. They both came out in favor of it. So it was like one of those heartwarming moments where the Republicans and Democrats have locked arms together, and they're going to move ahead with America's future. So if this conversation keeps happening in the media about the draft and bringing back the draft, and there's this military, you know, general who's saying, bring back the draft, it's probably only going to be a matter of time before some... moderator in an upcoming presidential debate asks the two candidates, so how do you feel about President, you know, Mr. McChrystal's exhortation to bring back the draft? And then, of course, Obama and Romney will both say, I think that's a great idea.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
Which order are you going to obey?
You can do that and you have to leave here.
You cannot bring Simon to the rally.
Walk with me.
Well, I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa, hey. Who do you think you are?
Excuse me. There is no video audio allowed in this office.
No, I have work today. This is you ain't going to make. Wait, let's go. Now.
Wait a minute.
Have a funny way of telling people no.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we give to you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And by the way, joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Bo,
and Allie.
And 855-450-FREE allows you to take control here. And we've been talking about the draft. I think it's a really important issue, and we're going to continue that in a moment. We'll also want to remind you that if you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, you need to know about ManVentureOutpost.com. They carry knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and even boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com, family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. Some prices are so low they can't even be talked about on the air. Get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL when you check out over at ManVentureOutpost.com. Get it quick and get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. We'll continue here and take your calls about what you want. Shadow listening in Huntsville, the WBHP. Shadow, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi. I listened to things when you guys go on break, and on the draft is still here. They always tell you, well, sign up for selective service when you're 18 years old, or you can't do this, you can't do that. Well, I'll tell you, that was that way back in my day, too, the Vietnam thing. And sure, I got a draft card, but I turned around and burned it, too. I looked at it this way right now, and I want to understand. I'm an Indian, all right, like I said before, I'm Mohawk, and I'm not going to support a government that tried to destroy our people, all Indian people in this country, stole the lands. I'm not going to some foreign country to help that government do the same thing over there and kill innocent people, women and children and babies and all that. I'm not going to support that.
I heard you, Shadow. Thanks for sharing your thoughts.
I appreciate it.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So with the Selective Service, Shadow's right. It's essentially all of the structure for the draft. It's all still in place. All they've really done, all they really did when they ended the draft was they just flipped a switch. They just stopped the draft process. The Selective Service still exists. They're still doing all of the things necessary to reinstate, to turn the draft back on. All they have to do is flip that switch again, and the Selective Service is back. The Selective Service is still there, so the draft just comes back. The mechanisms are still operating, and they have been operating for decades. And, Bo, you're actually going to share with us here in a little bit some details about how they're actively attempting to staff these draft boards again. And they've been doing that, by the way, for a number of years, so that's not something that just started happening last week.
So it would only really be something that men would be eligible for, because women don't have to sign up for the Selective Service when they're 18.
Well, that's a good question, and maybe your piece from the New York Times, Allie, will give us more insight into at least one of the plots that are afoot to bring back the draft, because we had talked in the last hour, for those of you just tuning in, Stanley McChrystal, who's the former top commander for the international forces in Afghanistan, this general, has come out in favor of bringing back the draft. And so that has inspired this op-ed person, this editorial writer at the New York Times.
It's Thomas E. Ricks, and he says, in late June, he basically just summarizes, so I'll just get to the meat. This is the first time in recent years that a high-profile officer has broken ranks to argue that an all-volunteer force is not necessarily good for the country or the military. Unlike Europeans, Americans still seem determined to maintain a serious military force, so we need to think about how to pay for it and staff it by creating a draft that is better and more equitable than the Vietnam-era conscription system. So I don't know what he means by, unlike Europeans, Americans still seem determined to maintain a serious military force. It doesn't seem like Americans really like, you know, what the military's been doing. So I don't know.
There are plenty of Americans that that like the war effort, but what are the percentages these days? I don't know.
I was under the impression that it was becoming pretty unpopular, the war efforts.
I certainly think so. I mean, it appears that, I don't know. I read all kinds of articles all the time about people, especially active military personnel, saying, well, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't see the point. You know, it really... It's going to be telling if they were to do this, if they were to enact something like this.
Well, yeah, what would happen if they actually did do this? And maybe you're right. Maybe the tide has turned against the war, but certainly that hasn't prevented more warmongering politicians from coming forth and offering themselves to the American people. I mean, Romney and Barack Obama, they're not going to stop war. So So if it's true that the tide has turned against war, that hasn't really manifested into anything. And I guess that gets us back to what David called about last hour, where there's this suggestion that, oh, well, if you bring back the draft, then the tide will definitely turn against war, and that'll stop war. Well, of course, that the draft has never stopped war.
It does. It does appear, though, that it has actually affected the scope of things in a way, because as McChrystal right there is stating, they're having a hard time getting people to voluntarily go out and...
That's not true, though. From what I understand, it was true that the military was difficult to get people to sign up, and so they had lowered the standards over during the Bush administration, for instance. There were news stories about how they were letting people in that were a little bit dumber and a little bit fatter.
Now you can be missing a couple toes, be gay, smoke pot. You can do all that and still be in the military.
Right. So they definitely lessened their standards. But what ended up happening, as I understand it, is after the economic kind of crises hit in 2008, when these this recession began. Of course, some people say it's over, but I don't think that's the case. But when the recession began, people were feeling the pinch even more of the economy, and that drives people into the arms of the military, because the military recruiters can say, hey, unless you want to work at McDonald's here for the rest of your life there, son, you should come join the military. We'll train you on a skill. We'll give you some college education money, and maybe you'll live through it.
Well, it's a nanny with a beret and an M16,
Yep. He says, a revived draft, including both males and females,
there you go,
should include three options for new conscripts.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me want to laugh at him, because that won't be happening.
So you're not going to go?
I'm not going.
Okay. Because you're definitely draftable age. In fact, one of the proposals...
I'm not draftable, though.
I don't know if... I don't know if this is... Yeah, they're going to probably address the age here in a little bit. Each person that's proposing a draft, each bureaucrat or editorial person, they always have an idea for what they think the right age range should be. So in a lot of cases, some people will say, well, we need to expand the age of the draft. They'll say it used to be to, like, 36.
12-year-olds, why not?
And they're talking about expanding it usually to, like, 41 or 45 or something like that. So they'll have even more of a selection.
Some could choose 18 months of military service with low pay but excellent post-service benefits, including free college tuition. These conscripts would not be deployed but could perform tasks currently outsourced at great cost to the Pentagon. Paperwork, painting barracks, mowing lawns, driving generals around, and generally doing lower skills tasks so professional soldiers don't have to. But if they want to stay, they could move into the professional force and receive weapons training, higher pay, and benefits. So that's always what they... This is Allie talking now. That's always what they say to people, is that, it's a career thing where you can always move up if you want to, or you can just stick with your little desk job. But then you end up in a situation where... I mean, as far as I understand, a lot of people end up in a situation where they're like, why would I ever want to move up in the system? This is terrible.
855-450-FREE. Well, certainly a lot of people will go into this draft situation and then come out very turned off to the military. I mean, that's going to be one of the, I guess, perks of this. But we'll continue with more details on what this guy's plot is. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number for your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic. Or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, you're invited to join us over at freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Go to cam.freetalklive.com, and you'll find the chat rooms built into the same page as the cam. It's all free, of course. Once again, cam.freetalklive.com. Now, also, the Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. Get together with other people that actually care about freedom and that are willing to get active to achieve it. You can go to freestateproject.org. Get the over 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire. That's a really persuasive list. But to me, the number one reason to move is to be around the people that understand the ideas of liberty, to be around other people who, like you, believe in freedom and are willing to do something about it. There's just no way to describe how great that is until you actually experience it. Now, Allie, you're the newest of movers in this room, I believe. Bo, you've been here for, over a year now?
It was a little over a year, yeah.
Yeah, and Allie, you came here in the early fall of last year, or late summer.
Actually, it's been almost a year. It's been 11 months.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Wow, congratulations.
Yeah.
And so you've heard stuff about the Free State Project before you moved. You were well aware of it, obviously. You'd listened to various different people talk about their experiences. But it's not the same until you actually experience it yourself, right?
No, it's not. It's interesting because, like any group of friends or movement, anything like that, if you talk to someone who's been in it for a while, they're going to give you the good and the bad. And, you know, you want to be optimistic. You don't necessarily want to hear the bad things. And then, you know, I came up here and I was like, oh, they don't get it. They've been here for so long that they're just, you know, they're just complaining to complain. But it really is exciting, and I think that a lot of people here don't really know what they have because they've just been here long enough that they've forgotten what it's like to not live around all these people that, you know, get it when it comes to liberty.
Yeah.
So it's easy to forget because it just seems like it's so natural, and you just start to get used to it. And it is better than living other places where it's not that way. So, yeah, I mean, just overall, it's better than anywhere else I've ever been.
So 855-450-FREE is our number. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. I think it's great. And, of course, there are nearly 12,000 people that have signed up to come up here and join the movement in New Hampshire. 1,000 of them are already here, and we want to get to 20,000. So please go to freestateproject.org. If you love liberty, if you don't, then you can just stay right where you are. Let's continue with Kevin listening in Indy to WXNT. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live. We've been talking about the draft. What's on your mind?
Well, the only way that you should institute a draft is if there's a clear and imminent danger to the United States, and only if then.
Why would you even want to do that then?
Okay. For instance, if Japan has just attacked Pearl Harbor, or if someone has nuked the United States of America in, say, New York City, and then they're going to continue, they will destroy the United States unless we go and kill them first. So if that's the only alternative, then unless you want to be ruled by...
We're already ruled by despots in Washington, D.C. But just to kind of question your premise here, if there was an attack on the U.S. as per the Pearl Harbor incident, don't you think that alone would motivate enough people to voluntarily join the military?
Yes, it does. However, you're going to have an institution that will need to organize those individuals. So based on your premise, if it's even more of a volunteer, fine. But you're still going to have to categorize the people. But then before you do anything else, and see, I'm trying to lay this out so that you would not go into an Iraq. You have to be willing to pay for the war first, like they did in World War II, having the war bonds, et cetera. If the populace sees an eminent domain danger, if they see that, first of all, we have to pay for it, there's no way we would have went into Iraq because number
one... Well, first of all, it doesn't have to work that way with war bonds because they can just go ahead and print the money.
Well, let's look, just if you follow my logic, you're only going to pay for the war with hard currency from the people of the United States.
Why would you make a statement like that? It's not true.
That's not how they have been doing it.
No, that's what they did during World War II. They paid for it as they went.
This isn't the 1940s.
Times have changed.
Right.
They got rid of the gold standard.
There's no gold standard. There's no gold backing to the currency. Hold on, Kevin. There's no gold backing to the currency, so they can now just print as much as they want.
Go back to the gold standard, and that's fine with me.
Okay, so...
willing to pay for it with hard assets. If you want to use your bitcoins or whatever, that's cool. Do not have a war. Do not print money. Do not create inflation. Only
cool. So now we're talking about Kevin's perfect government, where Kevin is in charge and Kevin gets to set all the rules and all the programs. Okay. It's not going to work like that, man.
Okay.
What about your right to defend yourself with weaponry? I mean, like, you have that ability and that right, don't you?
Well, apparently you need to be told by some general what to do in order to be effective.
The only way you can go after an enemy like that is everyone has to unite. I mean, it'd be great.
That's nonsense. That's nonsense. And because the statement that you just made suggests that central control is more efficient than decentralized control.
I would disagree.
Hold on a second. Look at the example of Afghanistan. Look at the example of Afghanistan. There's no centralized control over the people that are defending their homeland, and they're doing a fine job, this ragtag group of insurgents that doesn't have anyone telling them what to do from some high level. They self-organize, and it's a decentralized method that's very effective at defense. You're talking about going after somebody. I don't want to go after anybody. I just want my, you know, the place I live and the place where people I care about live to be safe. That's all.
Well, I hate to say this, but there are evil people out there, and if Abraham Lincoln did not centralize the government, then the North would have lost the war. That's just because of logistics. You know, just like today when you say women aren't in combat, yes, they are. They're there in logistics, and if it gets bad, they hand them weapons and they say go out and kill. So women are just as much involved in everything now as ever.
Was there a draft for the Civil War? Did they have to draft people for that?
They did, but it was horrible. It was, you could pay $300 and get out of it, or you could send your brother or your cousin or your indentured servant or whatever.
Yeah, but you want a better draft where no one can escape, right? They're all forced into it.
You're only going to have a draft. I'll go to your premise. Well, it has to be full of volunteers. If we're attacked like that, yes, people would fall.
My premise.
So do you agree that having a strong sense of security and defense is important?
I've listened to this program for a couple of years, and I totally agree that the Army and the military is just another extension of the police state, and we need to curtail it. But we do have to have some type of protection from the force.
Why would you not want, like, a private... I mean, if you've been listening to the show for years, then you'd have an understanding of how incentives work and economics works. And when you have a socialized system doing things, you have waste and you're less effective. So why would you want...
The R&D, though, and weaponry. Who's going to create the weapons to just keep the head of the curve? That's the only reason right now that we are as strong as
the people with the incentive to profit would do the R&D. Okay. I mean, if we're talking about a world in which there's no central military, no overarching monopoly force, then it would be the people that are defending folks, the private protection agencies and those groups that would come up with the innovation. I mean, that's like asking who's going to innovate cash registers for the stores that are selling products. I mean, it's ridiculous.
The problem with your theory, though, is this. China has the largest standing army right now. They don't buy into what you're saying. It's just a matter of time.
Okay. The Red Horde, the old Chinese threat. I mean, really?
China's not buying it, man.
Are you going to go there? Because the Chinese people, they'd have to be insane to wage war on the United States. Number one, they don't have they may have a large army, but they can't get them here. Number two, they've got all kinds of products and services that they want to sell to us. Why would they want to destroy their number one customer base? That doesn't make any sense.
Ask Hitler and ask Tito and ask the Japanese why they
can't. Hitler and the German people do not have the economic influence on America as do the Chinese today. Okay. Thank you for the call, Kevin. 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts are welcome. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth.
According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp edge blade. To the toughest nails, new world.
New world where we are.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. Revolution by Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com. It's time to set your dog free and get your copy now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Bring up whatever you want, toll-free at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733, and join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com if you like the show, and you want to help support Free Talk Live. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com. That's where you'll find a number of things that you can do, like flyers you can print out and distribute to the web graphics that you can download and put up on your website or your blog, different ways for you to get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world, including a free bumper sticker. You can get details on all of that over at promote.freetalklive.com. That's promote.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we've been discussing the draft. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want, but there's much more to come from this character over at the New York Times, Thomas Ricks, who has essentially outlined what he believes is the best plan for the draft. He says that it could be an 18-month military service with low pay, excellent benefits, he claims, including free college tuition, and that you would not be deployed if you joined the low end of the draft, if you will. You would do paperwork and paint things and mow lawns and clean bathrooms and menial tasks to free up the professionals, he says, to go around and do the killing.
So does he recognize that in today's world, you can't just make your way through college by cleaning barracks and painting houses or whatever it is normally? Like, you know, out in the real world, you can't do that. But somehow, it's going to be economically prosperous if we force people to do these things and then give them a free education. How does that work in his mind?
I don't know if he's even arguing that it'll be good for the economy. I think he's just arguing that it'll be good for the country. Mm. And, you know, when people like this make a point like that, what they mean is that it's good for the idea of the country, the idea of the nation, the idea of the United States, which, of course, as has been discussed before, and it, you know, deserves repeating. The United States isn't real. It's just an idea. There are plots of land. There are people and buildings and things within those plots of land. But ultimately, the United States is just an idea. The nation is an idea. And in my opinion, they're dangerous ideas because they separate people. They give people a line on a map to look at, and they tell them, you're better because you were born within that line. You're better because you're born in the United States. And they create this love, this kind of warm-hearted nationalistic pride, this fervor, this feeling within people. And they utilize that, this idea of a national identity or national sovereignty. They utilize that to play off of people's fears and to play off of, you know, their fears of strangers and of other people around the world who, of course, are not in any way, shape or form different from them. I mean, people around the world have the same wants and desires and needs as all the rest of us. The idea that they were born somewhere else somehow makes them an enemy is absolutely ridiculous. But this is one of the tactics they use to bring people on board with things like the draft. But let's go to you and your thoughts here, because we can continue with the New York Times editorial, but obviously you're more interesting. So let's go to Giuliano, listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Giuliano, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Not too much. I was just wondering, because there was a commercial that followed that last the last bit you guys did that was talking about you know, gold standing the test of time from the Romans and so on and so forth. I was just wondering, like where do we come with the idea? Like, I wonder what made gold so valuable in the first place. Like, back then, you know, like, what made that the currency? Like, I wonder why they chose to go with gold. Like,
so Bob Murphy has some interesting theories about where money came from. And
right. Bob Murphy from the Mises Institute?
Yeah, exactly. And so he goes into a big, long spiel about it. But basically what he taught me was that it's just sort of, it's not like the kind, money is not, or value is not the kind of thing that someone can just declare. It's, you know, subjective. So each person determines on their own. But for purposes of trade, it's important for everyone to sort of find common ground on what they're going to consider an easy medium of trade that we can all sort of agree this thing has value, and it just makes it more simple to trade when we're not talking about apples and oranges. We're talking about one thing, and that's, you know, gold or silver, precious metals, but mostly gold and silver. And that those two precious metals were just sort of organically chosen in that they're both scarce, just there's a limited amount of them on the earth, and that they're easily divisible. And there's probably, there might be more factors, but, you know, that's, and, you know, they have usage other than just, you know, currency, too.
Yeah. So they're useful in the economy. They're useful for various different reasons. And, of course, over time, the uses have generally increased. You know, we've discovered new ways to use gold or silver that wouldn't necessarily have been utilized hundreds of years ago, for instance. But originally, people, the need for a medium of exchange came about because of what you touched on there, Allie, is that, well, if I've got chickens and you've got coconuts, but I don't need your coconuts, but you need my chickens.
We might have to bring Bo into it, because maybe Bo does like coconuts, but...
And maybe I have something that both of you guys need.
Right, and it could get more complicated from there, but it's easier for people not to have to bring in a third party, because you save time and resources if you can just agree on one thing.
Right, so that's why a medium of exchange like gold or silver came about. And anything could be that medium of exchange that is universally valued by people. But, you know, like clamshells, for instance, I don't really much care for those. They're not of use to me because other people don't value them. But if other people did value clamshells, then we see, you know, those being used as a medium of exchange as well. But as you pointed out, they're not as scarce, for instance, not as difficult to come across as gold and silver, and maybe not as useful in industrial applications and such.
And so now, with all that being said, like, what took us away from gold to have money that's not backed by gold?
War.
Private banks wanting to usurp the the people's energy, their money.
Yeah, it's you know, I'm not a real conspiracy nut, but this one's a real one. And the idea is that there are people who are, you know, a little bit more better educated than the average person who took advantage of folks, essentially, by foisting upon them a system of money that eventually ended up being debased. So they created the Federal Reserve system back in the early portion of the 20th century. And it was, you know, the high rollers. I mean, these are the bankers and the international kind of banker types that essentially right. came together to plot to steal value from people because they're brilliant. And they managed to, you know, they managed to pull the wool over people's eyes. They issued these dollars that were backed by silver and eventually pulled the backing, essentially. And most people don't know it happened. And if they do, they certainly don't know what to do about it.
Well, you know, another thing that's interesting about the coinage is the coins are still left with the ridges around the coin, which was used to, you know, stop counterfeiting. Or
it's a detection system, right? So putting ridges on a coin detects clipping, because when gold and silver was actually used for coins, for government or currency or whatever, people would clip off the edges. Actually, it was, in a lot of cases, the king or whatever that was clipping them. But folks would clip off the edges of them and kind of accumulate slowly over time enough gold and silver to melt it down into a whole new piece. So the idea was to put those ridges that you see on your quarters today on the edges, so it was where if somebody were to clip it off, you would be able to prove that it was clipped.
And now there's no real precious metal on these coins, yet they still keep
on or inside. Yeah.
Right. Right.
Well, just as far as the draft, the only draft I that I support would be draft beer. That's all I have.
Thanks, Juliano. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. Robert is on the line. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind? Where are you calling from?
I'm actually calling from New Jersey.
Great. So tell me what's on your mind tonight.
Well, I used to have a tobacco store that just got shut down by the federal government because of the law that Obama signed into law on Friday, July 6th.
This is what we talked about last week.
This is the roll your own stores?
Yep.
And so just to bring our listeners up to speed, you're somebody who purchased one of these large roll your own machines, like $30,000 machines?
Actually, I never had those large rolling machines. I had smaller automated rolling machines.
Okay.
It did about a carton in 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how fast the user was.
Hmm. And so the idea was to let to have customers come into the store, buy the loose tobacco, buy the rolling papers and tips or whatever it is they need, and then utilize your store's machines after they've checked out to roll their own cigarettes.
Correct.
And now that's been outlawed.
Yes, because the way the language speaks, it says anyone who provides such machines is a manufacturer. Even though I'm not making the cigarettes, they're calling me a manufacturer of cigarettes.
And what does that mean? Because we had talked about this story in detail, but obviously we were only reading the media's coverage of it. So it'll be interesting. I'd like, if you don't mind, can you stick with us and into hour number three here? We'll bring Robert back. He is the owner or former owner of a cigarette rolling a store in which one could roll cigarettes. And he and a number of other store owners have been put out of business. People have lost their jobs. Employees have lost their jobs as a result of this, what essentially was a transportation bill that had a provision that essentially made stores like his manufacturers. So what does it mean to be a manufacturer? We'll find out coming up.
Do you ever have connectivity problems due to poor Wi-Fi reception? I have an amazing solution for you. C-Crane's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It can provide connectivity for up to a mile. We're using it at my house, and I can't describe it as anything but stunning. This antenna will change your life. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. I highly endorse the C-Crane company. Get your Super USB Wi-Fi antenna at ccrane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com. Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.